The Defense Department's third offset strategy has started to cause changes in where DOD is putting its money. DOD leadership created the strategy to restore the United States military technology edge. It sparked investments in man-machine pairing, hypersonics, miniaturization, and other high-tech areas, but also a decline in target tracking investments. Federal News Radio Scott Massioni spoke with Matt Hummer, Director of Analysis for Govini, about these matters.
Target tracking is by far the largest, what we call a segment within weapons of the third offset strategy or taxonomy. And it's really the linchpin, if you think about it. Target tracking is crucial to any weapon system. Getting the munition to its target in an accurate, precise way is very important. So we see it as a linchpin. It's also the largest of all the other segments within weapons, accounts for 44%. But what we've seen recently is a decline in recent years. And that's a sign of the maturity of a lot of the systems in place, whether it be on ships, aircraft, or even mortar land-based army types of technology and systems. So that decline to us signals a positioning for reinvestment in a lot of those systems. And a lot of the other technologies that we're going to talk about really play into the target tracking system. And there's a handful of companies that really find a way to compete well in those markets. It's Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, Northrop Grumman, Boeing. Of course, those are the major platform OEMs that are going to be probably the big players going forward in maintaining and developing the new types of technologies for target tracking.
And we're seeing about $18 billion going into the third offset. Is that right? Over the next 5 years or so?
Yeah. So that's a number that a lot of the folks have been throwing around. Bob Work and some other folks have identified $18 billion in the DOD budget, in the president's proposed budget in 2017. But our view is that it's much larger than that $18 billion. It's really going to reshape the operational concept of the military. And once we figure out what all those capabilities are, a lot of the systems that currently exist are going to be upgraded with new technologies. So essentially, it's much larger. That's the immediate thing that people are prioritizing. And there's actually programs that are associated with those capabilities. And those programs are going to be enhanced. But really, it's much larger than $18 billion.
So like hypothetically, that drop in target tracking could go into more third offset type technologies later on down the road. That's kind of that bigger, I guess, kind of kitty of money that you're talking about, right?
Exactly. So some of the programs that we can talk about, like long-range conventional missiles dominated mostly by Lockheed Martin because they've developed the ability to have a anti-air missile and then an anti-ship missile for extended range. It's called the JASSM and LRASM. Those programs are going to be accelerated, but to your point, there's a whole bunch of a host of other missions that don't have these advanced technologies that the third offset is asking for. And once those technologies are going to be developed, a lot of those systems, munitions, any other types of technologies could potentially be upgraded with a lot of these new technologies.
Now, with the target tracking, did sequestration play any role in the drop of funds for that?
Yeah, that's a great question. Sequestration played a role in a lot of things, as you know.
Sure, of course.
So it's definitely played a role in a lot of what we looked at. Spend dropped in fiscal 2013 and 2014, and is now beginning to rebound. But what we saw with target tracking in particular and broad across the offset and all the other markets that we look at is all the new starts, procurements of new systems, weapon systems, those all took a hit because if you got a number and a budget, you can, if you have four, then maybe you have two. And so that's really how it played out. And target tracking is essential to each one of those platform buys.
When it comes to some other areas, they got a huge boost, almost double what they are using or what they're getting in the past. What kind of areas did you see that in?
Yeah, so a lot of the flagship type programs like directed energy, it's known across industry as the marquee program of the third offset strategy. A lot of R&D dollars, actually 67% of all the market spend that we identified is tied to R&D because it's an immature technology. However, that's not to say the various components of directed energy, laser, thermal management, power source, those all exist in other capacities within what DOD is doing. They just need to be all brought together in one system or operational concept. And so directed energy saw a big boost. Other things like hypersonics, which is another area where DOD is trying to message to other nations that we have this advanced capabilities that provides really an asymmetric type of an operating environment for our country where we can strike faster and from further away. And so hypersonics is definitely an area where they're investing in it, as well as these long range conventional missiles that we talked about.
And I think a lot of us know the railgun. That's a directed energy approach of things. What about the hypersonic? What kind of weapons are we investing in when it comes to that?
Right. So hypersonics is exactly that. That, you know, with the railgun, they've gone in two track parallels. You know, they have the electromagnetic version, and they also started to invest in the powder version as well. And so they're going to continue down that path, but that's basically for munitions. But then there's also opportunities to make small aircraft and other projectiles go faster and move faster, not necessarily munitions. But a lot of the investment that needs to happen is aerodynamics, investing in aerodynamics and other engines that will help that happen. And Lockheed Martin and Raytheon are well positioned for hyperglide and types of things like that.
Now, when it comes to the third offset strategy, you mentioned some other things like automated systems and man-machine pairing. What might we see kind of in the future? Where do you think some of this investment might go, you know, when they're looking into those type of technologies especially?
That's a great question. So to your point, Bob Work and a lot of the other folks in the DoD, including Ash Carter, have been messaging that autonomy is at the core of the third offset, and it's going to really reshape our operational concept. But they don't see it as going as far as to let robots take over everything. Yeah, right. It's this man-to-machine pairing that's going to be the important thing for our society, as well as other folks who are competing with us in this area. The key here is to find a way to use machines pairing with humans to provide better options for decision-making. We're seeing a lot of that in the UAV area. UAVs coming out of manned aircraft as extending range and extending reach of surveillance. We see some programs happening there. Underwater as well, we're seeing a lot of that. And of course, that could follow to space as well. Those are some of the concepts that DoD has talked about. Some of the programs we know about, others we don't, right? That's just the nature of the military industry, right?
Matt Hummer is Director of Analytics for Govini, speaking with Federal News Radio Scott Massioni. Share this interview with colleagues at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.